Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Parents have a First Amendment right to direct their children's education. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is really a sad situation. A Massachusetts judge ruled that a father cannot opt his five-year-old son out of kindergarten books on so-called gender stereotypes. And these aren't little books that we used to have, you know, see Dick Run, Jane Spot, and all that. This is like Pink is for Boys and Accept When They Don't. Those are the names of the books?
Yeah, and so these are books that the kindergarten children are required to read. And so the father in Massachusetts said, I want to opt out my five-year-old son from having to read this stuff. The school said no, and the case then went to a court against the Lexington Public Schools regarding these two books in the kindergarten curriculum. But the judge in the case said that the two disputed books that you mentioned do not fall under the opt-out provision because they focus on gender stereotypes rather than explicit themes regarding gender identity or LGBTQ relationships.
And you know, it's interesting because this judge previously granted the dad a preliminary injunction against the books. And now he's come back recently and issued a memorandum ruling in favor of Lexington Public Schools regarding these two books. And if you look at the Amazon profile on, for example, Pink is for Boys, it's a book that, quote, rethinks and reframes the stereotypical blue-pink gender binary and empowers kids and their grown-ups to express themselves in every color of the rainbow.
Now, how is that just stereotypes and not pro-LGBTQ? And in fact, some of these books are promoted and part of GLAAD, which is the LGBTQ organization. So this book specifically is designed to have the reader rethink and reframe the stereotypical blue-pink.
And, you know, when Amazon describes the other book, which is called Accept When They Don't, as a, quote, stereotype-breaking book, unquote, that invites children to examine what they're told boy and girl activities are and encourages them to play with whatever they want to and to be exactly who they are. And as you mentioned, the GLAAD, this book is published in partnership with GLAAD, to accelerate the LGBTQ inclusivity and acceptance.
Yeah, so it's published by this activist organization, GLAAD. And that particular organization is promoting this book because they want to promote LGBTQ plus issues. Now, how do you do that? You start with these little kindergarten kids, and you break down this idea of boys and girls. And that's where it begins, in kindergarten. So the judge, by just simply saying, well, it doesn't fall under the opt-out provision because it is focused on gender stereotypes rather than explicit themes regarding gender identity or LGBTQ plus relationships. No, it's actually about this because what it says is that they're trying to get the kids to rethink male and female, boy and girl, whether it's in how you use colors. Now, when they say don't think in terms of binary blue and pink, blue for boys, pink for girls, but rather think in the colors of the rainbow. Well, what's the colors of the rainbow? Well, it's not just boy and girl. It's not just that a boy can be a girl, that a blue can be pink and a pink can be a girl. That's what they're trying to suggest. But also the colors of the rainbow. Well, you know, they actually misappropriate the rainbow because they have one less color than the rainbow. Mm-hmm. They leave out the color purple. But at any rate, what does that imply? The purpose of the book, what does that imply? It implies that they want these kids to think about the whole LGBT and Q spectrum.
Indoctrinating them.
Lesbian, gay, bi, trans.
You can be whoever you want to be.
And Q, what's Q? Q is questioning.
Right.
Or it's queer. It's both of those. And Cosmopolitan, in fact, as well as LGBTQ Nation, an organization that is pro-LGBTQ, obviously, and others, they say that the Q stands for anything that's not in the other letters. Anything outside of lesbian, gay, bisexual, or trans. Q has you covered. So what would that be? Well, that would be all kinds of things. That's like your 550 paraphilias. There's about 550 paraphilias. So if you have a MAP, minor attracted person, that's what they call it now. It's called pedophilia, but their new name is MAP, a minor attracted person. Somebody who's an adult who is attracted to minors, that's one of the things that comes under Q. A pedophilia comes under Q. All these other paraphilias, all these sexually deviant things come under the Q, which is standing for queer. That is their terminology. It's not mine. So don't, you know, chastise me for using that word. That's their terminology. I'm telling you, they are using that as a banner. LGBTQ is a very broad spectrum, and they are wanting to have this kid in kindergarten think in this spectrum of LGBTQ. And they're doing it through colors, and they're doing it through things that you play with, different kinds of sports or activities that you do as a kid.
Sure, you slowly normalize them to think that's fine, that's good, that's normal for a child, but it's not. And the judge wrote that because the book teaches about gender stereotypes, not gender identity, it does not violate plaintiff's religious faith as defined in the complaint, and therefore falls outside the scope of the preliminary injunction. Well, I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree
that
with that as well.
That does violate your faith.
It does violate the faith. So hopefully this case will continue to go on. I know it will, and that there'll be redress here. But, you know, since Mahmoud, where the Supreme Court last year in 2025 ruled that parents can opt their children out of, and this was Montgomery County, Maryland, curriculum that was from kindergarten through 12th grade, indoctrinating kids in LGBTQ. That's a fairly straightforward ruling that your religious beliefs can be primary over the LGBTQ indoctrination in the public schools, and you can get an accommodation. We are still experiencing, and you see this here in Massachusetts, but we also have cases in different parts of the country, Washington State and other places, where they're ignoring the Mahmoud opt-out.
I was going to say, doesn't this judge have to rule in favor of the plaintiff because of that case?
Yeah, but you know what? If you go back to 2020,
he's going to ignore it?
Look at our 2020-2021 litigation in COVID. We went before a district judge, and we lost on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministries against the lockdown provisions of Governor Gavin Newsom. We went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We lost 2-1 with a great dissent. We went to the United States Supreme Court December of 2020. We won 5-4. The Ninth Circuit sent it back to the same lower court judge to reconsider in light of what the Supreme Court just did. What did the lower court judge do? Same thing. Ruled against us again. So we had to go back to the Ninth Circuit. What did the Ninth Circuit do? Same thing. 2-1. Strong dissent again by the same dissenter on the first one. We go back to the United States Supreme Court. We won, and this time we won 6-3, February of 2021. So sometimes what you see happening are these lower court judges. They know what the Supreme Court has ruled, but they just simply ignore it because they know that the likelihood of a case reaching the high court is small. And therefore, the likelihood is that their decision will stand because you'll never get reviewed by the United States Supreme Court.
Well, I just pray this father will appeal this because I think he has a great case. And this judge, it's wrong for this judge just to ignore the Mahmoud decision.
Well, and this is even, because this is like indoctrinating in kindergarten. Why do you need to do that? So, you know, the problem that happens here is that, say, a girl that likes baseball, softball, likes more competitive kinds of things like that. These books can put in your head, you know what? Perhaps you're really not a girl. Maybe you are a boy. These kinds of books can actually be very difficult and harmful, and they can cause a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning of the indoctrination at
right.
that young age. You know what? Teach the kids just basic educational learning at that age. This is kindergarten, by the way. Teach them what they should be taught, not this nonsense. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.